Well, let's look at the history. The Village of Solvang and the City of Syracuse Police Departments merged. So the Village of Liverpool and the City of Syracuse Police Departments. That worked. But you know what? Why it ended up falling apart is because there's got to be a political effort to make things work, too. Parochialism is, in the end, going to hurt this county. It's always hurt this county, especially when we're looking at consolidation. But, you know, I have relationships with a lot of people in village and town government, and I think they're ready. And I think that if you sit down and talk to them, we'll find ways of working things out. You know, I remember when the mayor appointed Chief McLeese, one of the biggest reasons she cited for appointing Chief McLeese is because of relationship with all the volunteer fire departments. I mean, the cost inherent, not only inherent to have the bond for large volunteer fire department buildings and to keep and for engines and equipment, is killing some of these villages and towns. I mean, that's a definite way to consolidate the fire department. And that's sort of fallen by the boards, too. Now we know Chief McLeese and Chief Duffy aren't even there anymore. I mean, there are ways. I think everybody is sort of ready for this, to look at this. But, you know, you have to have the same mission. Every department has to have the same mission, particularly the Parks Department. The Parks Department would be a very easy fix. You could create a commission where mayor appoints one person, county executive appoints one person, and then they agree on one person, a trilateral commission that would appoint a parks administrator that would run both county and city parks. At the start, that would save upper level as far as monies go. And then of course, where you purchase equipment, and both parks departments purchase a lot of equipment. Where you've sent things out for bid, all that stuff is cost savings inherent in something like that.